Sunday 5:3:26, the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is a word called A New Day is Dawning. It is time to put off your sackcloth and ashes. The time has come to rise and shine. No longer mourn for those that you thought would be for you and would come alongside to help you and stand by your side, and they have not. Cut them loose. I would not have you carrying any emotional baggage with you as what you are called to do begins. The ones that I will bring alongside you will be like David's mighty men. They will not be men of brawn, but men and women that are heavy weights in the spirit. Not mighty in the natural, but mighty in the spirit. Get ready for them to come. I told you that I would send reinforcements, and I have. They are on the way. This bunch will be mighty, this bunch will not be flighty, but mighty. Dry your tears and mourn no more, for your day is dawning, and your mourning will turn into dancing. All my mighty men have gone through their own lonely, isolated years. They have felt abandoned, forsaken, and forgotten, just as you have. But it will no longer continue. You've come to the end. A new beginning just ahead, and you will be so glad that you stayed with it and allowed me to work in you for this day and this hour. These spiritual mighty men will excel in reigning. Dark to light will be happening all over this nation, the days of heaven on the earth. Now I have a few scriptures. These are just about the mighty men. 1 Samuel 22. 1 Samuel 22. David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. When his brethren, all his father's house, heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became captain over them. And there were with him about 400 men. They became his mighty men. Loyal to David to his death. Okay, 1 Kings 1:8. I did the second scripture. This is 1 Kings 1:8. But Zadok the priest, and Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and Nathan the prophet, Shimei and Rea, the mighty men which belonged to David, were not with Adonijah. And Adonijah was the one that tried to take the throne from Solomon, if you remember. And his mighty men were not in company with these traitors, or whatever you want to call them. Okay. 2 Samuel. Chapter 10. And it came to pass after this that the king of the children of Ammon died, and Hanun his son reigned in his stead. Then said David, I will show kindness unto Hanun the son of Nahash, as his father showed kindness unto me. And David sent to comfort him by the hand of his servants for his father. And David's servants came into the land of the children of Ammon. And the princes of the children of Ammon said unto Hanun their lord, thinkest thou that David doth honor thy father, that he hath sent comforters unto thee? Hath not David rather sent his servants unto thee to search the city and to spy it out and to overthrow it? Wherefore Hanun took David's servants and shaved off one half of their beards and cut off their garments in the middle, even to their buttocks, and sent them away. When they told it unto David, he sent to meet them, because the men were greatly ashamed. And the king said, tarry at Jericho until your beards be grown, and then return. When the children of Ammon saw that they stank before David, the children of Ammon sent and hired the Syrians of Beth-Rehob and the Syrians of Zobah, 20,000 footmen, and of King Maacah 1,000 men, and Ishtob 12,000 men. When David heard of it, he sent Joab and all the host of the mighty men. And the children of Ammon came out and put the battle in array at the entering in at the gate. And the Syrians of Zobah and Rehob and Ishtob and Maacah were by themselves in the field. When Joab saw that the front of the battle was against him, before and behind, he chose of all the choice men of Israel, put them in array against the Syrians. And the rest of the people he delivered into the hand of Nabashi, his brother, that he might put them in array against the children of Ammon. Let me see where I stop here. Okay. A few more. And he said, if the Syrians be too strong for me, then thou shalt help me. But if the children of Ammon be too strong for thee, then I will come and help thee. Be of good courage and let us play the men of our people. In other words, it's not going to be these mealy-mouthed people that just cause trouble and cause you problems. It's going to be people that are on your side and they're waiting just to help, step in and help you when you need it. Be of good courage and let us play the men of our people and for the cities of our God, and the Lord do that which seemeth him good. And Joab drew nigh, and the people that were with him unto the battle against the Syrians, and they fled before him. When the children of Ammon saw that the Syrians were fled, they fled also before Abishai and entered into the city. So Joab returned from the children of Ammon and came to Jerusalem. And when the Syrians saw that they were smitten before Israel, they gathered themselves together and had a Rezer sent and brought out the Syrians and were beyond the river. And they came to Helam and Shobek, and the captain of the host of Hadadezer went before them. When it was told David, he gathered all Israel together and passed over Jordan and came to Helam. And the Syrians set themselves in array against David and fought with him. And the Syrians fled before Israel. And David slew the men of 700 chariots of the Syrians and 40,000 horsemen and smote Shobah, the captain of their host, who died there. When all the kings that were servants to Hadarezer saw that they were smitten before Israel, they made peace with Israel and served them. So the Syrians feared to help the children of Ammon anymore. So these people, these mighty men, they kicked rear. We'll just say it that way. Okay, 2 Samuel 17. 17, verses 8 through 10. For, said Hushi, thou knowest thy father and his men, that they be mighty men, and they be chafed in their minds, as a bear robbed of her whelps in the field. And thy father is a man of war, and will not lodge with the people. Behold, he is hid now in some pit, or in some other place, and it will come to pass, when some of them be overthrown at the first, that whosoever heareth it will say, there is a slaughter among the people that follow Absalom. He also that is valiant, whose heart is as the heart of a lion, shall utterly melt. For all Israel knoweth that thy father is a mighty man, and they which be with him are valiant men. Okay. 2 Samuel 23. Let's see what. Starting with verse 8. These be the names of the mighty men which David had. The Techmonite that sat at the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Eznite. He lift his spear against 800, whom he slew at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David, when they defied the Philistines that were there gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away. He arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary and his hand clave unto the sword. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi, the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. And 3 of the 30 chief went down and came to David in the harvest time unto the cave of Adullam. The troops of the Philistines pitched in the valley of Rephaim. And David was then in an hold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David longed and said, "Oh, that one would deliver me drink of the water of the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gate." And the 3 mighty men brake through the host of the Philistines and drew water out of the well of Bethlehem that was by the gate, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, he would not drink thereof, but poured it out unto the Lord. And he said, "Be it far from me, O Lord, that I should do this. Is not this the blood of the men that went in jeopardy of their lives? Therefore we would not drink it." These things did these 3 mighty men. It goes on to talk about the exploits that they did. And Abishai, the brother of Joab, the son of Zeruiah, was chief among 3, and he lifted up his spear against 300 and slew them and had the name among 3. When was he not most honorable of 3? Therefore he was their captain. Howbeit, he attained not unto the first 3. And Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, he slew 2 lion-like men of Moab. He went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in time of snow. And he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. These things did Benaniah the son of Jehoiada, and had the name among 3 mighty men. He was more honorable than the 30, but he attained not to the first 3, and David set them over his guard. Asahel, the brother of Joab, was 1 of the 30. Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem. I'm not going to read the rest of that. It's just naming all their names of these mighty men that did exploits for God above and beyond the call of duty. They weren't people that are going to leave you in the lurch, leave you hanging, leave you so the devil can just beat the crap out of you. No, run for higher ground, do whatever they want because they don't like this or they don't like that. Not these mighty men. They're sold out. They'll give their life's blood. Okay. Let's keep going. Talk about refreshing people that actually are noble. 1 Chronicles. Where is Chronicles? This is 1 Chronicles 11. Starting with verse 10 there. These also are the chief of the mighty men whom David had, who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam and Hechmonite, the chief of the captains. He lifted up his spear against 300 slain by him at one time. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Aholite, who was of the 3 mighties. I'm not going to finish reading that because that's just where we have been already. It's just the chronological account of that. 1 Chronicles 12, 1 and 2. Now these are they that came to David in Ziklag while he yet kept himself close because of Saul, the son of Kish, and they were among the mighty men, helpers of the war. They were armed with bows and could use both the right hand and the left in hurling stones and shooting arrows out of a bow, even of Saul's brethren of Benjamin. These men had expert skills in warfare. Even Jesus had to deal with his family that did not understand him. When he had a crowd of people listening to him bringing the word of God, his family was on the outside saying, in other words, it indicates to me they want him to stop doing what he is doing, come over and see about them. And Jesus makes a statement. Who are my mother, my brother, my sister? They that hear the word of God and keep it. Okay, that's the qualifier. Okay, Mark 3. It's the same account. Sorry, that's Mark. Even with all the miracles they saw him do, it didn't seem to make any difference. No more mourning over those that will not make this ministry part of what they believe they're supposed to be a part of. Well, we bless them, let them go on and lead them somewhere else, but thank God for those he's sending, the mighty men.